Welcome back, Patriot Pals, to the Mel Kay Show. I am very honored. We don't have enough brave people standing up for we the people in America and truth and justice today in America, that's for sure. And one of the people who is doing that, not just for himself, but for everyone, is Peter Navarro. I'm very honored to have you here, sir.
Hey, it's great to be with you. And for those of you in the audience who are aware of my legal troubles, she has it exactly right. I'm in a situation now where it's my duty to my country, the republic for which we stand, my commander in chief and the Constitution, to stand up for principles of separation of power, executive privilege, and the like. And for that, I recently got put in leg irons, strip searched, and wound up in the same cell that John Hinckley was in when he shot Reagan. And all for me, a senior White House advisor with President Trump, who did nothing but save lives and create jobs. So right. there's something wrong here that I'm hoping through the judicial process we're gonna be able to make right.
Yeah, I mean the biggest thing with you is that you were known by the masses to be the brains behind taking back our economic freedom and our ability to have manufacturing. You were the key negotiator with the CCP, with the tariffs, with everything. And I think you always put out a sense of strength and then resolute desire to bring America back to where it needed to be, to thrive and make America great again, so to speak. And for that, I think you are a main target. But more than that, after the election, you put out the Navarro report, which I thought was absolutely conclusive. And anyone that says at this point that it's a big lie or that there's no proof has no integrity and is lying. But my question is, why wouldn't everyone care? I don't care if you like Trump or hate Trump or voted for Biden. Why wouldn't everyone in America care that there was nefarious stuff in any election?
It's a very complex question, and there's a lot of paradoxes involved. For example, we live in a country now where at least half and probably well over half of the American people believe that the 2020 presidential election was rigged, unfair, in some way compromised.
Right.
Yet, most of the people in America watch the so-called mainstream media, nothing mainstream about a far leftist kind of woke media. And that media has done everything possible to describe the election as fair. And so the American people aren't buying what the media is selling. I saw a poll recently that said only 9% of Republicans trust the media. I mean, that's dangerous for our republic, but they're absolutely right. The media is not trustworthy. What I've been trying to do, I was with the boss. I'm only three people who was with the boss in the White House, senior advisors from the 2016 campaign all the way to what we like to say is the end of his first term. Trigger some of those folks out there in woke land. And the first book I wrote in Trump time documented kind of the year of the pandemic and kind of all the things we did to address this virus from communist China right out of the Wuhan lab. Right. And I think that this new book I've got speaks to your question. It's called Taking Back Trump's America. And what I do in Taking Back Trump's America on Amazon, it's a book that lays down exactly what MAGA means right. from a Trump perspective. And if I start there, it's like when Donald Trump in 2016 went mano-a-mano with 16 Republicans, right? They were all on the same stage agreeing on a set of principles, which we all agree on. We want a lower tax burden for the American people. We want less regulation for our businesses. We want strategic energy dominance. so we don't have to depend on the Saudis or the Russians or anything in between. We want a judiciary, district court or up to the Supreme Court that will not be activists, will be strict construction. All of that, that's standard meat and potatoes, traditional rhino republicanism. We'll agree on all that. What separated Donald Trump from the pack and why he has transformed the Republican Party into a party what Hispanics are now flocking to, African-American males are now flocking to, blue-collar Democrats are flocking to, is what I call in the Taking Back Trump's America book, the Iron Triangle MAGA principles. It's an end to endless wars. It's certainly secure borders on our southern flank. But first and foremost, and I was the tip of the spear for the boss on this in the White House, it was free trade. Don't let China or India or Europe or Brazil or anybody take advantage of the American worker the way that they do in the international trade, World Trade Organization environment. And that's what I'm fighting for now. You know, the mission of the Taking Back Trump's America book is twofold. It's, of course, to get Trump back in the White House in 2024, but particularly after my troubles began with the Pelosi House of Representatives, it's also to take back the House of Representatives from the clutches of these woke progressive people who have weaponized illegally and in violation of the separation of powers, the investigatory powers of Congress. That's got to stop. And there's a whole chapter in the Taking Back Trump's America book about how in 2018, the Trump White House itself, it wasn't the boss, it was people around him, the bad person all around him, made the mistake of focusing too much on the Senate, not enough on the House, and allowed Pelosi to grab the reins. And that unleashed the Schiffs and Raskins and Lurias of this world and the Pelosis to launch these phony hoax investigations that would, despite having no credibility, do damage to President Trump because the mainstream media would carry that hoax message. I mean, look, the New York Times won a prize for reporting on Russia, right? And everything they wrote about turned out to be discredited and a hoax, and they still got their Pulitzer Prize. I mean, that cannot happen in a free America, and expect democracy to flourish.
Well, here's my question for you, because you were at Tufts, then you got your master's at Harvard at the Kennedy School, then you got your PhD in economics at Harvard. And about 2 years ago, or, you know, a little more than that, I started seeing that a bunch of Harvard guys on the not your side, Mark Eisen and a bunch of people started something with Podesta called the Transition Integrity Project. Yeah. And when I saw this and I started reporting on it, I said, these guys are setting up a machine to make sure Trump doesn't win a year before the election. And then comes in Media Matters and Brock with his Democracy Matters memo. And if you look at these two documents, this to me is who is running the Democratic Party and what's going on now.
Yeah.
But if you look at these two documents, they are a lockstep strategy to not only get Trump out of office by any means necessary, legal or not, but on top of that, to destroy Trump's entire presidency through many, many different avenues so that he couldn't really do anything. So it appears that while you guys were in office, you were fighting a deep state or senior executive service or whatever they call these people that the American people have no idea exist. But that looks like that's who you guys were actually at war with while you were trying to run the country.
It was one of my great epiphanies early in the administration in 2017 that there would be more opposition to the Trump policies within the deep administrative state bureaucracies, which we were supposed to be in control of, than a lot of the lobbyists and Democrats on the outside. But at the same time, you're absolutely right. There's this concept called lawfare that the Democrats have really been pursuing. It's the same thing the Chinese Communist Party does, which is to say you use the rules and regulations and laws of democracy to advance your own interests in any legal way. And I'm so glad you were early on this election integrity project. It's misnamed, of course.
Oh my God.
But I guest host a lot for Steve Bannon. I'm on his show, War Room Pandemic. And we early on were tracking that along. Raheem Kassam was all over that with his National Pulse. And in the new book, Taking Back Trump's America, I go into some detail about all of that. You referenced the Navarro report on all of that. And you know, it's interesting, the Navarro report, which I did on how the election likely was stolen. That's what I thought at the time. Now I'm sure of it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a nice bookends with the two films that just came out, Rigged by Dave Bossi's Rig and 2000 Mules, because my numbers that I projected are pretty much in line with what Dinesh D'Souza finds in 2000 Mules in terms of the magnitude of the steal. So you're right. I mean, why isn't that something that every American, regardless of their political party, should want to be interested in? But you know, the big lie to me continues to be that somehow Biden won fair and square, and this was an election free of fraud and election irregularities. I mean, you have to be in Joe Biden's basement,
with the
TV turned off,
over
the last few years to believe that, or all you do is like mainline CNN. I mean,
but you also have to know that Time Magazine wrote a whole article about that they did exactly that and that they were proud of themselves.
Yes,
that's the other thing I've talked to General Flynn about. We're just like, I was just talking to him and we were like, they don't even care because it's not they.
Ends justify the means. They care more about taking out Donald Trump than they care about their country or the Constitution. And in their own mind, they see Donald Trump as so serious a threat that they can justify that kind of crap.
Yeah.
When in fact, Donald Trump, strip away the rhetoric, just look at the record. You know, Bill Belichick in the NFL, you are what your record says you are. I mean, he did create the strongest economy in modern history. There was no inflation. There was cheap gas prices. China and Russia were contained in their boxes. Venezuela was contained in its. Iran, North Korea, no missiles flying. And it was, you know, every American in this country today longs for the days of what they experienced under Donald Trump, even if they don't long for Trump.
Right. Well, anyone that you debate, I happen to be in New York City, which is completely captured. The people that I thought were the smartest people in the world that have their PhDs and MDs and they work at Goldman Sachs and BlackRock or wherever, they're totally captured people. You can't even talk to them. But if you do talk to them, you're going to realize they never bring up any of his policies. They just don't like him. And it's like this. So America doesn't matter to you. Just not liking somebody and destroying our country is more important. Another thing about that same group that I've been, I can't let go of this guy, Norm Eisen, because he's everywhere. And I have to tell you, I'm watching the January 6th thing. We know what it's about. It's about somehow indicting Trump for insurrection so they can use the 14th Amendment and not let him run in 2024. I believe it'll fail, but this seems to be all it's about. But at the same time, I found out that Eisen, in an interview I read, was with Benny Thompson. And 6 months before they put together the committee, Benny Thompson filed a lawsuit against Trump and a bunch of other people saying that they committed insurrection using the Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871 or something. And so Thompson, who's running the January 6th thing, already said that he's guilty. So how is it not that it's just not legit, but the people running it, Raskin, didn't even want to allow Trump's vote, electoral votes to be counted back in 2016. Yeah. These are the most illegitimate people they could have possibly picked.
If you if your viewers go to peternavarro.com, there's a civil suit I filed against the Select Committee on May 31st, 2020, 4 days, and probably not coincidentally, before I was taken down in leg irons at the airport for contempt of Congress. Ugh. And one of the six lines of attack in the civil suit has to do with what the law calls the legislative history, right, and why that matters with respect to what that committee's doing. And you are absolutely correct. If you look at the membership of that committee, it's seven Democrats and two effective Democrats in Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, both have their rhinos with axe to grind against Trump. But if you simply isolate those seven Democrats, it goes far further back than just 6 months for people like Benny Thompson. After Trump got elected and before he was even sworn in, they began a series of attempts at coup d'etats, right, of the Trump White House. The first was the now thoroughly discredited Russia hoax. And that was something that several members of that committee and Pelosi would advance. It would be Raskin, Schiff, right, and Pelosi. Thompson was engaged in all manner of never Trump activities.
Right.
The second wave of things were the two phony impeachment trials, but also you had Raskin sponsoring resolutions with a lot of those committee members all signing on to the resolutions that wanted to declare Trump unfit for office for whatever reason. And when you look at that legislative history, it's clear that the lodestar for that committee is to throw enough crap, literally, on President Trump so that they either cripple him, right, politically in the media and make it harder for him to win, or in their best case scenario, and Pelosi has said this, they get him in prison on a trumped up charge. And, you know, it's like, if you don't think that can happen, folks, just look at me.
I know.
Put me in leg irons. I mean, if that can happen, for a misdemeanor, if they can put me in leg irons in the friggin' dungeon of a court and John Hinckley's cell for 3 hours, deny me the chance to talk to an attorney, and force me to spend what's probably going to be $1 million.
I know.
Hey, they can do that to you. So short commercial break. Buy Taking Back Trump's America if you can on Amazon, because, you know, it's like, it's a great book. I say that humbly, but it is. But it's also my legal defense fund.
Right. I go around the country with General Flynn and Roger Stone and a bunch of other people that have been victims of lawfare. And again, it's the same group of people behind the scenes, Weissman, a whole bunch of people. This is what they do. But lawfare people have to understand, part of it is also bankrupting you, getting you to a place, because they have unlimited money. So, you know, I talked to Stone and other people they've paid millions of dollars. Same with General Flynn. These are fake charges. But you have to defend yourself. You have no choice. And the government has unlimited money. And right now, the government is totally corrupt to the point that they will spend that money, our taxpayer dollars, however they see fit to destroy anyone. And people have to understand the amount of money just for fake charges that you guys have to shell out just to fight. It's unbelievable.
Hey, my costs so far, for a misdemeanor, mind you, one that carries a 2-year prison sentence, but nonetheless, a misdemeanor, are already over $400,000.
Right.
Okay. Because you can't pay these guys by the hour. You have to give, you know, there's retainers, and they need some guarantee that you won't not pay them, because they're committed once they're committed, and this, that, and the other thing. I mean, fortunately, the people that are helping me are in it for the mission.
Right.
They understand the need to, as they say in the legal arena, settle the law on these constitutional issues that my case really brings front and center, in which, again, in legal terms, is ripe for adjudication. I mean, I'm willing to risk a prison sentence.
I know.
And the best case scenario is getting this to the Supreme Court and making some good law so that Congress can't weaponize the investigatory powers of Congress in a way that violates separation of powers, and also allows the optimal decision making in any White House, regardless of party, by preserving the sanctity of executive privilege.
Right.
And by the way, there's this concept called bills of attainder. I don't know if you've ever heard the term, but it's in our Constitution. There's a proscription against using Congress to do bills of attainder. This is what, prior to the American Revolution in King George's time, the British Parliament did. And they passed laws specifically to confiscate people's property, right, and or punish and humiliate them in the public square. You can't do that in the American democracy. Yet I wound up in leg irons, and you know they're trying to shame and humiliate me. I'll have no part of that. I stand proud before this nation, seeking to do my duty to this republic. But that's what they try to do. They
but it's more important than
like
that.
A criminal.
The truth is, they want to do it to everyone that supports Trump.
That's correct.
Look, the DHS memo, when that first came out, I'm sitting there like, this is Nazi Germany stuff. They put out that first DHS memo and said that basically all Trump supporters and white Christian nationalists are dangerous to society. And I'm sitting there like, they're actually, another one that says a lot is Raskin, who should be the one that is investigated. But I have to say, this isn't about you. This isn't about Stone, right, or anyone else. This is about coming after us. I truly believe that if this Pelosi and these people stay in power, it is we, the people, that are going to be the next targets. Because I'm watching what they're doing to the military and to the police forces around this country. And they are getting rid of the patriots. They are getting rid of the people that are fighting for we, the people, and the Constitution. And that's why I look at you and I think they're telling us, no, Navarro is us. If they can do this to him, their next goal is to do it to every Trump supporter. They can't. There's too many of us. But I do believe that this is a precursor, and you're not fighting only for you. I think that they are threatening everyone.
Yeah. Canary in the coal mine time. And there's too many canaries and too many coal mines right now with the Democrats in power. You know, my mission right now, besides settling the law on these difficult constitutional issues. And in fact, they're not difficult. If a first-year law student could be given the information that's out there and conclude that what they're doing to me is so far outside the bounds of existing law that it's clearly a partisan effort. I mean, But the bigger mission I have, and before the subpoenas started flying, is to take back the House from Pelosi's clutches, take back the White House in the name of Trumpism. And the Taking Back Trump's America book really is the blueprint and battle cry for the MAGA movement to do that. So that's my focus. To the extent they engage in lawfare against me and try to drain me dry, I'll fight that. But in the meantime, I'm not going to lose sight of these broader missions.
What is your advice to the average American? Because I see what I'm watching too is they're weaponizing the all the different federal agencies, especially ones that give out Social Security, Medicaid, you know, help to welfare, all of that. They're trying to get that, to use that for the voting, it looks like, to circumvent, because they didn't get HR1. And you have a lot of people out here that are looking at 2022 and saying, well, if we didn't fix 2020, And they're going through their federal agencies and all this illegal stuff, it looks like, to try to, you know, cheat again. What is your advice to the average, you know, true Trump supporter who loves God and country and wants justice and law and order back on the front lines? What's your advice to the average American out there?
Well, as I write in the Taking Back Trump's America book, it's the can and abandon. It's action, action, action. And the actions we can take today and tomorrow leading in to the November election in 2022 is find a candidate or candidates that you can support who are MAGA Trump candidates, and whether it's for Congress, whether it's important, the important secretaries of state positions where election integrity battles are fought at the front lines, whether it's the school boards, too many of which are now are forcing all manner of grotesque things upon our young children. Just this is not an America now where you can afford to sit back and let everybody else make the decisions, because it ain't working. They're making bad decisions, and they're destroying our economy, our culture, our democracy, and our national security. And, you know, I was in the White House for 4 years, and all I can say to the Biden folks, you know, it's harder than it looks. We did a hell of a job at the end of the day. Trump can do a hell of a job again, but it's gonna be critical that we stay on mission, action, action, action. Focus on the House in 2022, secretaries of state, school boards, precinct captains, and all that good stuff. Right. And there it is.
Yeah. I mean, that's the bottom line. People don't really realize you brought up 1776, 1775. At 4th of July, I took out the Declaration of Independence and read the 27 grievances. And I'm thinking, we're back there. Like, how can this be 1775 again? But it is. And we have to really take it that seriously, I think.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Peter Navarro. Where can people find you? How can people support you?
Start at peternavarro.com. Peternavarro.com. That website there, the front page of that will guide you to the Taking Back Trump's America book on Amazon. It will guide you to my social media. Get on Getter if you can. And also the legal defense fund I have for small donors, which is just defendpeter.com. And that's been a very heartening experience. Yeah. But I appreciate your time today. Keep fighting what you're doing. Give my regards to General Flynn. He does play a nice little cameo role in my Taking Back Trump's America book. And everything about him is said with affection.
Great. And thank you so much for everything you've done for our country. And I believe you will continue to do. And you have a lot of work ahead. And I believe that work is going to end up saving America. So thank you so much, sir.
All right. You keep speaking truth to power.
Thank you. Guys, I've been warning for months and months about the World Economic Forum and the private Western Central Bank rate reset. On top of that, the ESG proposed by Larry Fink and BlackRock, which is the CCP social credit score tied to the central bank digital currency, which would end privacy and autonomy for all free people on planet Earth. Just recently at the World Economic Forum, these people got together and decided that not only will they have a central bank digital currency, but that it will be tied to a universal ID that every person on the planet would have to receive. This ID would track and trace everything from your financial life to your health records, to your social justice, to your environmental footprint, to everything that you can imagine, your business, your expenditures, your groceries, everything that you do in life would be monitored, tracked, and traced by these people in Davos, if they can get away with it. I don't believe they can, because we the people and God Almighty have the power. You have to make the moves today. Invest in silver and gold and other hard assets. Get your money into small banks, credit unions, and savings and loans that are local and benefit your local community. And start preparing in your home with supplies and whatever you need going forward. We the people and God Almighty will save this planet. But that means we have to take action steps to walk away from the central bank digital currency and their planned great reset. Do that today, please. God bless you and your family, and God bless and save America and all free people on planet Earth. No matter what, God wins, but we need to make the moves now. Please visit our friend Andrew and his team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals at melkgold.com. That's melkgold.com. I don't always talk about why I decided to partner with Mel K Superfoods, but I have a good friend of mine. You guys know her too, Ann Vandersteel. We were at an event and I'm looking at her thinking, what did you do different? She's glowing. She's so full of energy. And she told me about this amazing program. I didn't know. I just knew that I had seen her a month before, and a month later, she's on this program. And I said, I want whatever she's doing, whatever she has. And I got involved with Superfoods. I learned about it. You've seen my friend Raven on here before. She is an organic farmer who's very involved in the company. Really broke down for me how special these products are, where they come from, and what they could do. And within a short period of time, I felt like I too was feeling like I had an extra amount of energy. I felt that I was internally feeling like I had more digestion. I used to have different kinds of digestive issues. They all kind of went away. I didn't notice my hair, my nails, my skin. It all was improving. And the only thing that I had done was I added superfoods to my daily regimen. And that has been a total game changer for me in so many ways, including it is an excellent weight loss program if you are looking to lose weight, which I was when I first started, and you continue to maintain. And it's a completely regimented, easy to follow, results-oriented program, but then it becomes a part of your lifestyle. At this point, it is to me like a part of waking up and going to work is also using my superfoods and doing my regimen. And I look forward to joining you guys on your journey to health and fitness as I'm on my journey to health and fitness. And we could not recommend it more. This is something that I really love and has really, really enhanced my life and my lifestyle. Go to MelKSuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead.
Hey, Patriot Pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to themelkshow.com events and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.